Joe Thompson is quick to tell you how proud he is to be turning 90 years old.
Now, you know how old I am now?
Tell me.
Born 1918. I'll be 90 years old the ninth day of December. 90 years old.
As a boy, Joe worked on his father's farm in Orange County. As a young man, he was in the service during World War II. Then he worked more than three decades at the now-closed White Furniture Company in downtown Mebane. Around all that was the fiddle and his beloved string band music.
Many frosty mornings since I've been playing this fiddle.
On this day, Joe is in his element. He's sitting in a folding chair in the middle of a cramped living room, surrounded by family photos and relics. Neighbors have come by to play music. After the first tune, his wife Polly hands him a picture of his father to pass around.
There he is. That bad dude right there.
Who's that?
My daddy, man. That's him.
He's a handsome man.
What do you think about me? Don't I look like him?
You look a lot like him.
That man could play a fiddle. God, I know that man could play a fiddle.
Like most traditional musicians, Joe learned this music from his father. He was a farmer who, in his off hours, played fiddle and banjo music for dances in Orange and Alamance County. Back in the day, blacks and whites held separate dances. The white folks called it square dancing, the black folks called it frolicking. But folklorist Wayne Martin says the dances and the music were essentially the same in both communities.
Music, I think, has always been one way that Southerners have managed to connect across lines of race and class.
They're no different than black and white playing music, I don't think. Not me. All playing out, and I've been out there a long time. I tell you, brother, I've been out there a long time.
As Joe remembers it, the dances were held after a long week of work on the farm or nearby furniture factory. Neighbors would gather at someone's house, move all the furniture onto the front lawn to make room for the dance. Often, the dancers would be in two different rooms, with the musicians in the hallway in between. This is one of the tunes that Joe still plays that his dad played for dances around the turn of the century. If you listen closely, you'll hear Joe singing out instructions for the dancers.
All the way around, all the way around, and get home from a nature partner. Stand square now, stand square, all the way left, all the way left.
These dances could get wild at times, going late into the night, and like many of his generation, there was a time when he questioned whether a good Christian should be part of it.
One time I thought I was going to have to stop playing. But I happened to think...
Why did you think you had to stop playing?
Well, you don't mix up too much stuff with spiritualist stuff. A fiddle is the devil's instrument. But I ain't no devil. I don't know about that. I don't think I'm no devil. I can play Christian music on here. Lights in the valley, outshine the sun. Lights in the valley, outshine the sun. Lights in the valley, outshine the sun. Way beyond the dream.
Joe made his peace with his Lord and kept playing the fiddle. Since retiring from the furniture factory, he traveled the world playing at festivals with his cousin Odell. The two of them were often billed as the last of a generation of African-American fiddle and banjo duos. But tragedy struck during one tour. In 1994, Odell was hit and killed by a car near Merlefest in the North Carolina mountains. Joe says he again questioned whether he should still be playing music.
Well, no. See, too many people were calling for me. I had to go out.
But Joe's music was stopped again about 7 years ago by a stroke that initially left his left arm limp. Alan Julek, a friend and neighbor who often plays the banjo with Joe, says that was another turning point for Joe and his fiddling.
Because he really was at the time questioning whether God was telling him that it was time to hang it up.
But Julek and others insisted that Joe keep playing and keep the tradition alive. Julek says he'd bring Joe's fiddle to rehab. His bow arm is still pretty good, but his left, the one that holds the fiddle, was incredibly weak.
So, I mean, I would literally, hold his arm up while he was playing.
Joe recovered, and his friends say his playing is as strong as ever. Since the stroke, he's mentored the Carolina Chocolate Drops, a young African-American string band who are now touring internationally with this music. As for Joe, he's now staying closer to home.
90 years old. I'll travel all kind of roads a man can travel. Sometime up and sometime down. But I never did give up. I kept on moving.
Joe's friends are having a party for him this weekend. There'll be a jam session, a covered dish supper, cake, and a whole lot of candles.
My favorite time of year, or Christmas time, December, like now. This is my favorite time. My birthday is now.
Helium, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. That old girl, she told me love. Helium, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. Helium, pumpkin, pumpkin pie.
I'm David Brower, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Indian pumpkin pie.